Morning, beloved, and welcome to our Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 22, where Peter continues his speech, speaking about Jesus' death and resurrection, and placing Jesus in the line of David as the Messiah. He invites the people to be baptized, and 3,000 new believers are baptized in one day. The early church gathers each day for prayer and fellowship. So let's go ahead and begin reading Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 47. Listen to these words, fellow Israelites. Jesus of Nazareth was a man whose divine authority was clearly proven to you by all the miracles and wonders which God performed through him. You yourselves know this, for it happened here among you. In accordance with his own plan, God had already decided that Jesus would be handed over to you, and you killed him by letting sinful men crucify him. But God raised him from death, setting him free from its power, because it was impossible that death should hold him prisoner. For David said about him, "I saw the Lord before me at all times. He is near me, and I will not be troubled. And so I am filled with gladness, and my words are full of joy, and I, mortal though I am, will rest assured in hope, because you will not abandon me to the world of the dead. You will not allow your faithful servant to rot in the grave. You have shown me the paths that lead to life, and your presence will fill me with joy." My friends, I must speak to you plainly about our famous ancestor, King David. He died and was buried, and his grave is here with us to this very day. He was a prophet, and he knew what God had promised him. God had made a vow that he would make one of David's descendants a king, just as David was. David saw what God was going to do in the future, and so he spoke about the resurrection of the Messiah when he said, "He was not abandoned in the world of the dead. His body did not rot in the grave." God has raised this very Jesus from death, and we are all witnesses to this fact. He has been raised to the right side of God, his Father, and has received from him the Holy Spirit as he had promised. What you now see and hear is his gift that he has poured out on us. For it was not David who went up into heaven. Rather, he said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit here at my right side until I put your enemies as a footstool under your feet." All the people of Israel then are to know for sure that this Jesus, whom you crucified, is the one that God has made Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were deeply troubled and said to Peter and the other apostles, "What shall we do, brothers?" And Peter said to them, "Each one of you must turn away from your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins will be forgiven, and you will receive God's gift, the Holy Spirit. For God's promise was made to you and to your children and to all who are far away, all whom the Lord our God calls to himself." Peter made his appeal to them, and with many other words he urged them, saying, "Save yourselves from the punishment coming on this wicked people." Many of them believed his message and were baptized, and about 3,000 people were added to the group that day, and they spent their time in learning from the apostles, taking part in the fellowship, and sharing in the fellowship meals and the prayers. Many miracles and wonders were being done through the apostles, and everyone was filled with awe. All the believers continued together in close fellowship and shared the belongings with one another. They would sell their property and possessions and distribute the money among all according to what each one needed. Day after day they met as a group in the temple, and they had their meals together in their homes, eating with glad and humble hearts, praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And every day the Lord added to their group those who were being saved. And God's key verse for us is Acts chapter 2, verse 38, where Peter said to them, "Each one of you must turn away from your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins will be forgiven, and you will receive God's gift, the Holy Spirit." Amen. What a wonderful time in the birth of the church. The word went forth, the people were intrigued, they came in, they listened, and Peter stood up and told them just the plain facts. This was God's Messiah. You handed him over to murderous hands to sacrifice him, and the people were just wounded to the quick and cried out, "Brothers, what do we have to do?" And Peter, he didn't say, "Well, let me sit down and talk to you and let me assure you this." No, he told them, "You need to believe. You need to be baptized. You need to receive God's salvation." Folks, don't be afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the very power of God unto salvation. And don't be afraid to share it. Peter, the one that cut and run when he was face to face with a little servant girl, boldly stood up and told him the truth. "You need to repent. You need to get baptized. You need Jesus in your heart." Let's pray. I thank you, Lord God, for the gift of your Holy Spirit and for your promise of forgiveness in Jesus' name. Bind all believers in close fellowship to worship and serve you. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 25, when the gospel is preached in Samaria. Until then, may God richly bless you.